This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Woo-hoo! Good morning, Melbourne.
Good morning, Melbourne. You are with the tag team this morning. It is 23 minutes to 7 and it's a Tuesday morning.
Going to say Thursday. Definitely a Tuesday, guys.
Definitely Tuesday, guys.
Yes, we are ready for this.
Yeah, it's a long weekend. We need to perk people up, really, seriously.
Oh, of course. We're going back to Monday for most people, isn't it?
Yes.
Welcome to 4-day week, guys. And guess what? Next week is 4-day week as well.
Yay! And for a lot of people, I reckon next week's actually a 3-day week because they take that cheeky Monday off and really roll it on. Will you take a cheeky Monday?
Oh, I bloody love to, but I didn't forward think enough.
Will you take a cheeky Monday?
My work normally forces it. So
I was just about to say, you strike me as the sort of workplace that would just everyone would take a cheeky Monday.
Oh, so good. What have we got coming up on the show today, guys?
Well, Harry, you've got a big announcement that you're ready to make.
I am Peaches, moving to the country.
Oh!
Massive.
Dave, we always say that you're unlucky in love.
Well, I'm going to be single forever if I don't forget the little things. I've been put off by a tiny turn-off.
Yeah. Uh-oh. For a fussy princess. And guys, I want to talk lifesavers. A friend of mine has gone out into the world and saved not one, but two souls.
Two?
Yeah, so it's time for some unsung hero action on the tag team, I think.
And also a hashtag break. Two souls.
Two birthday, double break. All that and more coming up, guys. It's 22 minutes to 7. You are on Joy 94.9. Here she comes now, guys. It's Harry. She's walking across the sports field. What she got in her hand this week? It's a lady golf club. Oh, no, she's getting closer. It's small. It's mini golf. Ready to hit through the windmill. It's Harry Lloyd.
Thank you for that, Hunter. Now, people are taking great delight this weekend in the AFL. The Cats kept Geelong, kept Hawthorn winless. They are bottom of the ladder. They lost.
Who's the bottom, sorry?
Hawthorn.
And
Hawthorn.
The Cats are top.
And the Cats are the tops. 134-48.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
They got absolutely stuffed. Also in the AFL.
So just to clarify, we're talking about the men's AFL, right?
Yes, yeah, the men's AFL. Rumour has it that Nathan Buckley, the coach of Collingwood, is about to be sacked. The Magpies had a disappointing loss on the weekend to St Kilda and currently sit 13th on the ladder, which is not good enough for Eddie.
And I don't know much about football, but I know he's been a relatively controversial coach there at Collingwood.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
In his last year of contract too.
Yeah, Ooh. Exactly. So we'll see how that pans out. Last year's premiers, just in case we're wondering, the Bulldogs are currently in sixth position
ladder.
So they're not bad. They had a nail-biting win over the Roos, North Melbourne.
How many points in that? Just a few?
One point.
1 to 3 points between that one.
Was it 68? 86.
89.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was nail-biting. And into Hunter, you're a sprinter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I am, David. You probably didn't know that about me yet, but I do sprint.
Loves a race. Yeah, he's always like, I'll race you down Bird Street.
In fact, at high school, in athletics day, I just used to call it canteen day, see as much food as I could eat. But then they drafted me into a sprint, and I came second last and vomited.
Stalwell Gift is Australia's longest and richest short distance running race. $40,000 up for grabs at the end of it. This Easter weekend, Liv Ryan took out the number one spot, even though she had a 7.5 meter handicap.
Oh, really?
16-year-old ran the race in 13.72 seconds.
16?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Well done.
Yeah, down to the canteen, babe. Just told you. Thanks, Harry.
That was Sports Wrap.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
Harry, you know, we love you here. And, you know, I've always thought of you as a big city girl.
Well, that's what I've always thought of myself as. You know, I came from the valleys of Wales. How green are they? well, they're all right.
Right.
They're all right.
Yeah.
And then moved to Melbourne and I thought, this is it. I'm not going anywhere else. I'm staying here. Yeah. Put my roots down.
I can make it here. Yeah. I can make it anywhere.
I've got my best friend sitting across from me,
yeah.
Dave. you know, so what else can I want? Then, pop along to Seymour on the weekend for a romantic getaway. Went and stayed on a blueberry farm. Thank you very much.
You know my saying about, favourite saying about Seymour?
What?
You can do more. No, let me get it right.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's very famous.
You can see more in Seymour. You can kill more in Kilmore. But you can't do F4 in Elmore.
Very good.
Thank you. Big credit. That credit actually goes to Uncle Bernie for that one.
Great. Sounds like one of Uncle Bernie's gags. But, you know, we're roaming around Seymour. We're off down Ngambi.
Yeah, all
you know,
the places.
We're popping along Kilmore, all around. And then the next thing I know, we're sitting down in front of the fire and we're on real estate looking at acreages.
Oh, with houses or without houses?
Without.
Now, I don't want to pinprick your dreams, but there is a tale as old as time when you go away somewhere on holiday and you get sucked into thinking, you know, but you've got to remember that saying, nice for a holiday, but you wouldn't want to live there.
Well, it's on the Hume, so it only takes an hour to get into town.
Yeah, but an hour is a fair amount of time. Like, you would never come into town unless you had to.
But an hour sometimes is from Paran to Collingwood if there's footy on Punt Road.
Yes, that is true.
That's an hour.
So picture this though, right? You're out there in,
all right,
you know,
my eyes.
Yeah, we need some cons
in
here.
You know, the middle of nowhere. And Holly, you know, who's in the theatre, Dave, so she travels. She's in the theatre. So she's on some, I don't know, vaudevillian expedition around the east coast of America.
She's sticking around the door, don't
you? Yeah, she's gone to do, she's doing a master's in clown school. Yeah. So she's gone for what? Let's say 2 months.
Yep.
What the bloody hell are you doing out there in Seymour? I mean, you can see more in Seymour, but after 2 months, you've seen it all.
Yeah. I have an issue as well about, you know, cafes. Is there any good cafes out there in Seymour?
Well, thank you for asking. Yes.
There is?
There is. I mean, broadsheets are all over it.
Are they?
Urbanlist can't get enough of it.
Well, I've got to say, actually, I did read the other day that Seymour is booming.
Oh.
Kyneton, Seymour.
Oh.
I mean, these are the new Collingwood and Paran.
Are you sure?
Because if you think about it, right, it's on the Hume, okay, and it's gonna balloon at some point.
Yep.
Now, our parents, right, and smart folk amongst us, 15, 20 years ago, bought what are we talking, Northcote, Preston, yeah?
Yep.
How popular is that now?
Yeah, it is. But I mean, objectively, it is a lot. It's a lot closer.
Yeah.
Like, it's not an hour and a half.
But the city is only going to expand.
Yeah, no,
so
you're right.
Expand.
Yeah, you're right. It's not going to be as far away in the future. But when you move there next week, it definitely will be.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not chicaning because I'm across it too.
Well,
I've spent this week researching tiny houses.
Tiny houses?
Yeah, I'm just ready to live like a gypsy, you know, in my tiny house.
Does that mean Hunter and I do the first hour alone and then you rock up at 7:30?
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Oh, yeah. What time's the train? What time's the train start?
I'd have to be leaving at 5. No.
4.
4. Yeah. No. All right. Well, look, we're just thinking about it at the moment. At the moment, it's just Holly's away and I'm with the dogs. That's all I got.
If you've done a big gay tree change, do let us know, though, because you can convince Harry and I. Or
Holly,
if you've just got
saying,
a place to live.
Holly kept saying tree change.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about?
She's
like,
against it.
Traditionally, a sea change, but tree change is
the
thing.
Yeah, it's all a thing. And it's mad with the gays, too.
This Joy program has a podcast, and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
Speaking of betrayal, though, I want to talk to you about a dear friend of mine, who I won't name, who...
Megan.
Who, she had a friend come in from the country, like you like. Yeah. She travelled an hour to come in and stay with Megan. And
from
they were going to have a night out on the town. Well, she saw more. Don't you worry, she
bit
saw
of a
more.
Theme this morning.
She was going to stay at that. She was going to go out together and she would stay in Megan's bed. And they were going to have a little girls' night out, right? But as it happened, Megan got about 35, you know, vodka and Diet Cokes in. Met a gentleman. Booted her best friend out to sleep on the couch. And then, you know, went to sleep with him. And in the morning, I'm there, knocking on the door, ready to pick her up to take her to brunch at 10 o'clock. We had to head out to Jembrook for brunch. So I'm there, I'm texting her, I'm around the corner. She says that she wakes up. She's like, oh, what's going on? And she sees the phone. She's like, and then she turns around and there's a man in her bed that she's never seen before in her whole life. She says to this stranger, where's my friend? Where's my friend? And he's like, oh, I don't know. I think she's downstairs. She goes downstairs. The friend's not there. She's lost the friend altogether. She goes into a blind panic. It turns out the friend was so hurt and so abandoned and so lonely that she called her husband at 5 a.m. and he drove in 1 hour to pick her up.
Wow.
I know. And
that's love.
He's a policeman. Yeah. and he had to pop her in the back of the divvy van and take her down.
Really?
Yes.
Now, Meg's, we know, has been looking for love. So was it Cliff from the RSL that was in bed with her? Did you see what he looked like? What age bracket are we talking?
She doesn't know. We don't know the age bracket, but she has been doing some stalking. She thought, yeah. She figured, like, I can't find him, but if I look through all of Tinder, eventually I'll have to find him. You know,
around
what I mean?
The graves, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a numbers game. And around the graves. Megan was, what would we say, seduced once? More recently by, yeah, World War II vet. So she's, yeah, got a type.
And Megs, we all know that it's ovaries before brovaries.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I've ever heard that term before.
Have you guys ever been screwed over by someone choosing dates over mates?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm always the one that is there too early. Like, I will stick to a range once and then I get there too early. And then I'm friends with some flakes. And then I tried to go to the cinema, bought them tickets because I was there so early. I was like, I'll be nice, buy the tickets first, standing there with the popcorn, and get a message, sorry, I gotta go out.
And what did you do with the ticket? Did you try and rope a stranger in, or?
No, just me and Sherlock too. I mean, it's a very good film. It's a very good film.
And you got to stretch out too.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Dave,
I'm as flaky as they come.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
You're the flaker.
I'm the dates over mates, and my mates rip into me for that.
Really?
Yeah.
So, okay, so just imagine that you and I were friends,
yep,
and we were going...
Okay, I need to really imagine deep here.
And we were going out for dinner and a show.
Yep.
Dinner and a show, maybe like a cabaret, heading down to Dracula's, something like that. Mm-hmm. And you, but then, in the meantime, you meet a rock-solid worldie who wants to go on a date with you. Where do I fall?
Well, let's just say you're out.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
Deputy Commissioner Andrew Crisp, good morning, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Great to be here.
Or as Prue lovingly calls you, Crispy.
Crispy, yeah, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, DC Crispy.
You're looking very refreshed today.
I'm feeling $1 million. Great long weekend up at Manhoffen. Beautiful place.
Nice work.
And no snow, so that's
no snow.
You were lucky to get out of working, surely. I thought they would have tried to rope you in.
Yeah. Someone very kindly covered my portfolio for the 4 days.
So. Excellent. Very lucky. And so, Prue calls you Crispy. What do they call you in the force? If I was a junior constable, what do I call you?
Generally boss. You might get sir sometimes or boss. So I'm happy with boss. Sir Crispy, you know.
Sir Crispy sounds good, like a sort of oldie worldy lord.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got something in common because I make the boys call me boss.
Yeah. But we call her sir. So yeah. Swings around.
Well, I'm obviously not that special. I haven't got my little chocolate treat here in front of me.
Oh, no, it's coming, Chris. Yeah. That's coming.
That on the way here.
Here it comes. Well, Harry's yogurt surprise.
It's not yogurt.
Yogurt.
It's got yogurt on the label. It's like keeping it's yogurt. Yeah.
Right. And I like coconut.
Go on, get into it. Get into it. Yeah.
Yes.
There we go.
Boy, yum. That is really good.
How many deputy police commissioners out of 10 do you give it?
Eight.
Eight.
That's good. That's good. Wow.
I like those.
It's going up. Maybe I need to give it to you guys later.
Later in the day.
You got 29 and a half out of 40 from my calculations.
That's pretty good.
Really good.
As every guest comes in, you'll get up and up until you have a square 10 after that.
Now, today, Andrew, we're going to be talking about modern technology and online perils.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that since, you know, like online security, is there more of an issue now? Is there a higher crime rate for online-based?
Yeah, look, there definitely is. And it's a growing area of concern for us. And again, it's about keeping up with technology. A lot of the organisation looks a lot like me. Is like me, old. So we're sort of attracting a lot of younger people into the organisation that actually understand new technology and what's actually happening out there in that part of the world. So, yeah, it's well and truly a challenge for us, and it will continue to be.
Because identity theft, I sometimes get the impression that identity theft is blown up a bit in the media, but then I know someone who got identity thieved recently, and it was pretty devastating, right?
Yeah, exactly. I could think of nothing worse where someone's setting up bank accounts and doing other things in your name. Who am I? am I?
And it can be quite humiliating because I had my credit card skimmed once and they just went on a spending rampage.
All that moisturiser that they bought.
Yeah. Well, I had to get onto the authorities and I got onto the credit card company and she was like, oh, yes, they've done a real number on you. Yep, they've bought this in, you know, Alabama. They've bought this in Croatia. And she was like, oh, and they've ordered a lot of food. There's four online orders here in 2 days. And then I had a long silence and I had to say,
Oh, that was me.
Well, I'll pay for that one.
I had one. I was overseas on a work trip, and I rang. I was talking to my wife, and she said, "So, what's going on?" And apparently, my card had been skimmed, and someone was buying jewelry in Paris. And I was yeah.
Where were you?
I was in the US.
Oh, yeah.
So she would have been torn between thinking he's being very romantic or he's having a terrible affair.
I was the other family.
That's right.
Now, and what is the sort of protocol if someone's identity gets
thieved?
Yeah. Look, it's like anything, you know, it's definitely an offence and report. Excuse me, the coconut's getting me.
It's repeating on him.
Yeah.
Feel free to lower your score.
I like Dave. Coconut. But it's about reporting it to police.
Yeah.
Well and truly, you know, any doubt whatsoever, report it to us. And rest assured, even though I said what I said before, we've got some very competent people that can investigate this type of crime.
Good. So they can be all over it.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
Dave, have you been catfished?
No, but what have you ever catfished? Anyway? Catfished?
So no? you know, online people. I mean, Dave's online is a lot, as you know.
Crispy. What did the police know?
Online, offline, he's just looking for
Crispy. Crispy knows everything. And you know, there's the fear that you know you could arrange to meet someone and not who they say that they are.
Yeah.
So what happens? You know, if you get into that position where you know you put your trust in someone and maybe there's an exchange?
Because often, you know, people that get full of those romance scams and they might have transferred money to people.
Yeah.
And so, and then that could leave you to feeling quite embarrassed, if you think. So, is that you just rock up to the cop station with that sort of stuff?
Yeah, definitely. Dave, is this what you're an apprentice at? Or you're a master at this? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm an apprentice at a lot of things
online
in life.
Online activity?
Yeah, just look right into Dave's eyes when you give this advice.
But it is. It's about reporting to police. You know,
yeah.
If you've got any doubt whatsoever, then please just report it. But you know, it is a different world, and I don't understand the dating apps and the engagement that happens online. I actually was talking to someone from our media and corporate comms area, and I said, "So do you do this sort of thing? You meet people online?" She said, "That's how I met my partner," and she said quite a few people in our office, and for me, because I've been married for 35 years this year, and I've missed this whole piece of technology. So I just don't get it. But the rules are exactly the same, aren't they? It's about trust. Mm. And why would you do anything different online that you would face to face?
And you're right. It is a generation gap, because sometimes I know an older woman who met someone online and was telling me about it. And she might, I mean, to me, she was just telling me about a made-up person, but she thought he was real, you know. He was in the US Army and was stuck in the Middle East, and she'd sent money. And
oh, God.
Yeah, total red flags.
But what about, you know, like Facebook and Twitter, for instance? If someone writes something that you don't agree with about you and, you know, like goes on a rant and is like, oh, you know, Hunter's had his haircut. I don't think it looks very nice. You know, stuff like
Can
that.
Can you call the police over that?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably right. not.
Okay.
Okay, so you hate my haircut too?
One of the things that are written in Facebook, in Messenger or whatever else, and then they delete it, it's always permanently there?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I guess that's a you know, really good point. That basically when you click the button or you click, you know, it's out there, and you might think it can be deleted, but it's there. There's a record.
Okay, well, on that absolutely terrifying note, I think we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for coming in as our cyber expert. Next week you're going to come in and tell us that it just code a computer, aren't you?
I know the right people. I'm not exactly a cyber expert. I'm too old.
Thank you so much. Coming up next, Ride of Your Life. You're on Joy.
Thank you.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
The cavalcade of comedic stars continues, Has.
Oh, wow.
Joining us now is Beck Petratus and Martin Donlop from Burn the Witch. Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Hey guys.
How
Good
are
morning.
You? Nice to see you bright and early.
Oh.
Beck, I know you and I were saying this might be the earliest I think you've ever got up. How do you rate that?
Yeah, that's correct.
What time did you go to bed last night?
Oh, well, our show is at 10 till 11, so late.
No, I'm kidding.
I ate dinner after the show, which is a bad idea.
You can't perform on an overly full stomach, though.
No, exactly. So that's my idea. But also, you can't sleep on a real full stomach.
No.
So I sort of just, yeah.
Yeah, see, I was really good, and I got prepared. You know, I was like, no, I'll go to bed, like, as soon as I get home and everything. And then I got straight into bed, and then was like, hey, Martin, you know, every problem that you have in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just go over them one by one and see how we feel at the
moment. And even if life was radio in there doing this interview, was that a problem in there?
I was actually trying to distract myself with the interview.
So the show's called Burn the Witch. Who of you is playing the witch and whom the licking flames?
Well, society is the witch.
Oh.
No. The flames? Which is which? One of them.
I was thinking about it. Yeah, I saw this question and I was like, I don't think either of us have any real warmth in any way, but we're both definitely victims, so in every important way.
But also, yeah, I think at one point I am a witch. So
yes.
Yeah. And there is a burn. You get one confirmed witch burning per show, so like we didn't want to leave that out. Like we didn't want to call it Burn the Witch and then you come in and you're like, where's my burn? And so there is one.
If you're coming for ashes, you want ashes.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the show doesn't look like your average stand-up gig. What can people expect?
It's a one-man... It's a two-person...
Oh!
How dare!
One man and one woman.
Yes.
Well done.
There we go.
Saved. Yeah,
are
no,
we going to burn the patriarchy at some point?
There was a lot of that in there, actually. No. Yeah. That's a big theme.
But yeah, no, but we play all the parts. I was trying to count it up, actually, before I came here, that there's 10, 12 characters altogether that we run around and do, but we cover our tracks by the fact it's set in sort of rural Cornwall, England, so a lot of those characters have suspiciously similar voices.
They're all just Dawn French fun. On a good day.
Yeah, exactly.
And have you guys always been into witches, or is it like one of you is going to be Sabrina, one of you is going to be Nicole?
Well, I have. I think you have. Have you?
I mean, I'm really into, like, horror films and stuff. I know I was watching horror films for another project we're doing, and there's all these horror films from the 1970s that are about witch trials. There's a really good one called Witchfinder General and The Wicker Man and stuff like that. And I was watching them, and I was like, this is a good idea. But then in doing the show, we've had to research lots of real witch trial stuff, like Salem is the big one. Mm. There's a really creepy one, which is, you kind of don't want to talk about on morning radio, but it's the Pendle Witch Trials in England. You should Google it if you're interested. It's fascinating.
I didn't even know it was going on in England. I thought it was just an American thing.
Well, it's not.
I got that wrong.
It's not going on in England. You're kind of...
There was, of course, that great film, The Witches. That was in England.
Exactly. See, and my research largely consisted of watching a lot of episodes of Charmed.
Yeah.
And so he came at it from like a very, let's get into what's actually happened. Yeah. What's this? And I'm like, how many episodes of Sabrina can I watch?
Bring in the Book of Shadows, Martin?
That's the important part. Power of three. Set us free.
My mum loves Hocus Pocus with Bette Midler and all that. Yeah. And her favourite thing to do, if she thinks something isn't true, she's like, oh, it's a bloody load of Hocus Pocus. And we'll just... Aww. And that's how she discredits everything. Hocus Pocus.
Oh, now I'm sad we haven't discredited anything with the phrase Hocus Pocus. That seems so obvious.
I'm mostly sad we don't reference Hocus Pocus in the show. People love that film so much.
It's such a great film.
Yeah.
Now, Harry's our boss here in the studio. I like you two as a comedy duo. Which one of you guys is the boss?
Who's riding the broom?
Well, Beck has a real job. So as far as comedy goes, I'm the boss because I'm the person who's let's go away, do like 10 hours of rehearsal, spend 6 hours. And Beck looks up like a parent with three children, just goes, why do you do this to me?
But we do a lot of projects together, and this time Martin is definitely the boss. He had a show last year called Murdery Spoke, which he did all by himself, and it had all the same sort of characters and stuff, so
I've
sort of
really
snuck in on this one.
It was lonely.
Hello friend.
Speaking of work, Beck, you and I work together, so I would like you to say once and for all, whom is the better colleague, Martin or I?
Well, look, do you know, Martin doesn't do this lovely thing that Hunter loves to do. We share like a glass window sort of thing.
On either side.
On either side. We're on either side of a glass window that's inside. And Hunter really loves to write horrible stuff implicating Harry Potter for true crimes. Because he knows I love Harry Potter.
Yeah. Like Harry Potter did the Beaumont children and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it's a big glass door, and it's just covered head to toe in like all the horrible things Dobby has apparently done. And Martin wouldn't do that to me. Martin understands my love for witches and wizards.
Has Beck tried to work any Harry Potter related witches into the script, Martin? Of course. I know the answer to yes.
No, I don't think we do.
So, haha!
What?
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, joke's on
it's
me.
It's not because they're at Hogwarts or anything?
No. No, it's not those sort of witches. It's the ones where you burn inconvenient people in your village.
Oh, right. God. It does sound handy when you put it like that, doesn't it? Hey, you can catch Martin and Witchy Poo Beck in Burn the Witch at the Comedy Festival. For tickets, head to comedyfestival.com.au. Beck and Martin, thank you for coming in.
Hey, yay. Thank you guys.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the New Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
On the line now, we are joined by BAFTA-nominated comedian Ramesh Ranganathan. Ramesh, welcome.
Good morning.
Hello, how are you? You all right?
Yeah, we're well, thank you, sir. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
I'm good, thank you. You just reminded me that I didn't actually win the BAFTA, which is a bit of a downer.
Ouch. Sorry about that.
Nominated.
Who did win the BAFTA?
Yeah, that's okay. Keith Lemon. I mean, who cares?
Keith.
I mean, like, you know, I was robbed.
Yeah, Keith, that's what I say.
We'll get him on next week.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Now, Ramesh, you've sold over 100,000 tickets to your stand-up show, Irrational. What can we expect here in Melbourne?
Well, it's just basically me moaning, really. It's not an uplifting show. It's sort of just, it's uplifting in terms of if you come and watch the show, you'll feel better about your own sort of existence, I guess. Just me sort of talking about what I think about life, really. That's kind of the main thing. The reason it's called Irrational is because I had to sit up before I'd written the show. So I just thought Irrational, that sounds good. I'd sort of done puns on my name before. I'd done a show like Rom-Com. You get it? Rom-Com. And then I'd done Rom wasn't built in a day. And I've got puns now. So
and then just gave up and thought, I'll just go with Irrational. Yeah. And did you set out
to... Yeah, sounds good.
Did you set out to make a show that was going to be uplifting to people by comparison? Or is that just where you ended up after a bit of writing?
I just sort of thought people are going to be happy they're not me after they hear this show. So in that way, it's uplifting. Do you know what I mean?
So this is your first time in Melbourne for the festival. And we just thought, since you're in Melbourne, have you done any of the big tourist attractions? Have you been on the big wheel?
No, I haven't. But I've heard a lot about it. As I was driving in from the airport, I saw it sort of lit up. And it's something that I'm very much looking forward to. Is it an experience?
No, you don't have to pretend. We're taking the piss. No one goes on the big wheel. It's all right.
Oh, thank God for that. I care less about that wheel. It looked absolutely awful.
Yeah, you're right.
What about drop bears? Have you spotted any drop bears?
Any what, sorry?
Drop bears.
Drop bears?
Drop bears, yeah. They're rife in Australia.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, as an international tourist, it's my duty to let you know that drop bears are everywhere. Just be careful looking at
them. They're on the trams.
Okay. I mean, you sort of scared me slightly, but yeah, okay. I haven't seen it as far as I know.
Now, Ramesh...
I feel like this is sort of like an interview where you're just mocking me for being a foreigner.
Oh, not at all.
Not knowing anything. Do you know what I mean?
Pretty bloody rich from a Welsh woman, don't you think?
You've mugged me off about the big wheel. I tend to care about that.
Now, Ramesh, you used to be a maths teacher. Are you ever worried that the kids will try and sell mean teacher stories about you?
Well, there are no... I mean, obviously, I can't go back to teaching because of an ongoing legal thing. So I don't think they're actually allowed to talk about it.
Oh, that's good. You've got a gag order on the entire education department.
As long as the court case is ongoing, I think they're embargoed from going public with it. So I think it's fine.
Right, so that's a good motivation for you to keep the court cases in court, so then at no point can anybody leak stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep battling it.
That's a great idea.
Once that comes out, the comedy career is over, mate. You know, I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
So I was going to say, if the comedy career... Just say the comedy disappeared tomorrow and you had to go back to teaching, have you given up way too much of your personal information to ever be respected in a classroom?
I think so, yeah. I think I've sort of... And also what I've said about my time in education, I very much burnt my bridges with that. So I've got no plan B.
Right.
I sort of feel like the best... I'm just desperate for this to work. If this doesn't work, mate, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I can't go back to teaching.
Well, excellent. I reckon leave it there on that desperate plea. So if you want to get along and help Ramesh out, make sure he doesn't end up back in the classroom. His show is called Irrational, and you can pick up tickets at comedyfestival.com.au. Ramesh, thank you so much for calling in, mate.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.